Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In this week's Parsha, we hear about the sin of the golden calf, the Chet HaEgel, and we hear about the breaking of the first Luchos. Before the second Luchos are made, Moshe makes a unique request of Hashem. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yudches, Har'eni Na Es Kvodecha. Moshe said to Hashem, please Hashem, show me your glory. On the one hand, in a number of places in Tanakh, we do indeed find people seeing God, so to speak. For example, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Shmos Perek Chav Dalid, the Torah says that Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu and the 70 of the elders of Israel go up to Har Sinai and Vayiru Es Elokei Yisrael. They saw the God of Israel. And there's a number of other examples in Tanakh, such as Yeshayahu and Yechezkel and others of people seeing God. On the other hand, it is impossible to see God. Hashem himself says that two psukim later. Lo suchal liros es panai ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. You cannot see my face, says Hashem, and live. It's impossible to be a finite, mortal human and to see God. So what exactly is Moshe asking for in our parsha when he says, Har'eni na es kvodecha? Many, many Mefarshim ask this question. Rashi of Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, Moshe saw that time in our parsha, after Hashem forgave Bnei Yisrael for Chet HaEgel, Moshe saw that this was an ace ratzon. He saw that this was a moment that's particularly opportune. It's at a particularly opportune time for his tefillos to be answered. And so he asked, Har'eni na es kvodecha, please show me a reflection of your glory. I know I cannot see you completely, said Moshe, but at least I can see as kvodecha, I can see a reflection, a trace of your glory. That is Rashi. The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, Rav Shmuel ben Meir, who died in 1158, disagrees strongly. He literally says the word chas v'shalom. He says that that cannot be what Moshe was asking for. Way back at the burning bush, at the Sneh, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav, when Moshe first encountered Hashem, the Torah says, Vayastir Moshe panav, ki yare mehabit el Elohim. Moshe hid his face because he was afraid to look at what he thought was God himself. The Rashbam says that it cannot be that now Moshe would ask for the exact opposite of what he was praised for at the Sneh. The Rashbam therefore says Moshe was asking for Hashem to confirm through a bris, through a covenant, that Hashem is still with them as he promised. Bnei Yisrael would be distinguished, they would be a shining, unique nation, and Hashem would grant them safety from all of their enemies. Moshe said, show me your glory by making a covenant with me concerning those things that you promised me. That is the Rashbam, and as I said, many other Mefarshim explain Moshe's requests in various beautiful ways. One powerful explanation of Moshe's request is offered by the Chidushei Harim, the first Gerer Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter of Ger, who died in 1866. It's found in the Sefer Chidushei Harim Al HaTorah. The Chidushei Harim asks, didn't Moshe know what every one of us already knows, that we cannot see God? And not only that, when did Moshe ever ask for anything for himself? What purpose is served by Moshe seeing Hashem's glory now? The Chidushei Harim says, based on the Zohar, when a great person dies, when a tzaddik dies, or more accurately, if I'm not mistaken, when a tzaddik is dying, chas v'shalom, Hashem reveals to that tzaddik all of the secrets and mysteries of the universe. While we are alive, it's impossible to know everything. It's simply impossible for a mortal, no matter how special he or she may be, to know everything completely, to understand why God does this, why he doesn't do that. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not and could not know everything. So Moshe said, Har'eni na es kvodecha, I really do want to know how things are, why things are. And I know I will die, says Moshe, when that happens, when I find that out. But that is what I want, because when I die, I will be able to help Bnei Yisrael. I will be able to act for them, to help them. I will add parenthetically, we hear this idea a lot in Hasidic and than Kabbalistic thought, though I must say that I do not understand this that much. But there is much talk about tzaddikim being a melitz yosher for Klal Yisrael after they pass away, and that's what Moshe was asking for. Let me die now, Hashem, and I can work for Bnei Yisrael. It's incredible mesirus nefesh that Moshe has displayed again and again throughout the Torah, only thinking of Bnei Yisrael and never thinking of himself. But as we mentioned earlier, Hashem said, Lo suchal liros as panai, you cannot see my face. And on that pasuk Rashi says, Ein ani nosein lecha reshus liros as panai, I do not give my permission to you, Moshe, to do that. That's not how I work, says Hashem. Your job, all of our jobs, is to live and serve Hashem, to live and serve His people. When it comes time for your neshama to return to me, says Hashem, then you can do what you can do. But your job now is to live in the physical world and serve me and serve Bnei Yisrael in that world. That is our job now for every day, for every minute that Hashem gives us. Our job is to serve Him while we are alive in this world. Have an amazing day, everyone.